Today, Kwarinam, February 19th. Greetings to each and everyone. Welcome to Cyberspace Ashram. I'm sitting here with a group of four brahmacharis, a yogi, two Saivaswamis, and we're right in the middle of a prasnotra satsanga. That means simply questions and answers. We like each one to say just a word in their own language.
Vanakkam, naam ippozhudhu Kavai Adinathil irundhu pesurom. Inge oru shakti ulla naal irukkum pothu. So bhakti margal kovilkku vandhu indraikku darshanam kedaithargal.
Selamat pagi kepada semua serta Cyberspace. Kami duduk bersama dengan Gurudeva dan berbincang beberapa persoalan yang timbul untuk diselesaikan. Dan kami rasa sungguh gembira untuk duduk bersama Gurudeva setiap hari. Terima kasih.
G'day everybody in Down Under. Greetings, aloha from Kwai Adinam. We're here in the home of Gurudeva. So blessed and that we get to spend time with Gurudeva every day and learn with Gurudeva and study with Gurudeva. So hope you all tune in every day faithfully to listen to Gurudeva's talks. Okay, aloha. Aloha. Huru.
Good morning. Here we are at Gurudeva's feet and we ask questions every day and he gives great answers, always right to the point, as is all his talks. So we hope you continue listening to the talk every day and reading everything that's happening here at Kwarinam. Om Shivaya.
Hello, this is another fellow English-speaking person. I am enjoying the darshan of Gurudeva, along with the other brahmacharyas. Keep tuning in every day. The talk gets more and more incredible. Thank you. Mahalo.
Well, this is very wonderful. We've heard from Tamil-speaking yogi from Malaysia, a Malay-speaking brahmachari from Malaysia, our Australian English accent from Down Under, and two American young men. We're very happy to be with you today, and today we want to talk a little bit about fear. They say it's wise to fear what is to be feared, like being on top of a tall building. You don't want to get too close to the edge. And natural trepidation comes up. But there are a lot of people that fear tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. And they also fear yesterday and the day before that. They're living in fear. How do we conquer fear? A positive plan for one's life, for the future. Don't worry about the past. You'll meet the past in the future, and if you have a positive plan, you'll go right through the negative parts of that past with flying colors. A positive plan is very, very potent for a person's life. It should be written down as a mission statement. You are an important person. You have a mission in life. Write down right now, I am an important person. I have a mission in life. Then continue writing what that mission is. It's as simple as that. And you'll clear your mind of what everybody wants you to do, what your mother wants you to do, what your father wants you to do, what your aunties want you to do, what your uncles want you to do, what the public wants you to do, what your employer wants you to do. But you're a person too. You're an important person living on this planet, and you have a mission in life. Now, I'm talking to several of you out there in cyberspace. I can feel your vibrations. I didn't intend to say these things when I picked up the microphone and started talking on the 19th of February, but this is just what came out. Write down, I'm an important person living on this planet, and I have a mission to perform. Then let your superconscious mind, your divine intelligence, your intuition do the rest of the writing. and then let your external mind read back what you have written. Do this every day for 1 week, and slowly your future destiny will unfold itself, and you'll be surprised, and the willpower to fulfill that positive mission will come up from within you. Also, we'd like for you to share your mission, once it is developed, with us at our cyberspace ashram through email, and we'll read it to the whole world that is visiting. Over 59 countries now are tuning in to cyberspace ashram. So let's make a difference in our life. And once you do, you make a difference in the lives of others. Positive difference. Om Namah Shivaya.